So our next presenter is Ashley Kranz with the County of San Diego Health and Human Services Agency, and she'll be talking about mapping EHR data to examine neighborhood level variation in obesity rates in San Diego.
Great, thank you. Sorry, it's standing room only. I'm sure that's not fun. My name is Ashley. I'm a Health Systems Integration Program Fellow. I'm in Public Health Services within the County of San Diego Health and Human Services Agency, and I will be talking about mapping EHR data to examine neighborhood level variation in obesity rates in San Diego. And I would like to acknowledge that the Health Systems Integration Program Fellowship is administered by CSTE and funded by the CDC. So the objective of this project was to explore the use of EHR data for monitoring trends in overweight and obesity within the County of San Diego. So to give you some background about this project, we know that local and timely data on obesity are needed to track progress in local efforts to reduce obesity and inform community outreach. So some existing data sources might have really great ways of measuring obesity, like the NHANES survey, but might not provide data that's really geographically detailed that could be helpful to local health departments. And other surveys, like the California Health Information Survey, uses self-reported data. And so we wanted to see if, and also understand, that use of EHR data for healthy weight surveillance has the potential to provide detailed information without onerous and costly survey activities. And so a 2010 Communities Putting Prevention to Work Award provided funds to San Diego to support direct electronic transmission of BMI data to the county's immunization registry. And so the county receives BMI measures via flat file transfer and direct electronic transmission of data. So it doesn't require repeat entry of data by providers, and it can help increase data accuracy. So to dig into the data, since 2009, the county has received over 2.2 million records for over 700,000 individuals with valid height and weight data. This data comes from 12 different health systems. They're all participating in our electronic healthy weight surveillance system. This includes 6 community health clinics, 2 large medical systems, and 4 private health clinics. We do know that the BMI data is not yet representative of the County of San Diego. It's a convenient sample of individuals with medical encounters at participating clinics, so we're not reaching people who don't have medical encounters or who might be visiting clinics not sending data. And it is an overrepresentation of community health clinics. As you can see, half of the systems sending data are community health clinics. Also, from some preliminary work, we know that our electronic BMI measures are significantly higher on average than self-reported BMI measures from the California Health Interview Survey Neighborhood Edition. So it looks like our EHR data might be overestimating prevalence of obesity. So for our methods, we have a BMI data screening process that goes as follows. We start with all the records, so that could include multiple observations for individuals. We remove records with no data on weight. We then impute for missing height for individuals who might have multiple encounters and have height information on other encounters. For the screening process, we have separate steps for adults and children. For adult records, we use expanded NHANES limits and regression diagnostics to determine implausible values and outliers. For children, we use a CDC anthropometric program to identify biologically implausible values. From there, we keep records that have height and weight measures and valid San Diego County zip codes. And then we collapse our total records down to the individual level using the most recent measures. So for this study, the BMI values were categorized as overweight or obese using BMI for age percentile growth charts for children and standard weight status categories for adults. So for adults, they were categorized as overweight if their BMI was 25 or greater, and categorized as obese if they had a BMI of 30 or greater. We used ArcMap to geocode individuals' home street addresses and aggregated points to census tracts. We eliminated tracts that had fewer than 10 individuals with CMI data to protect patient confidentiality. And we merged that data with 2014 population estimates of the census tract from our regional planning agency. By census tract, we examined the percent of population included in healthy weight surveillance, and that helps us get a measure of coverage of our healthy weight surveillance system, and also examine the percent of overweight or obese throughout the county. We also conducted an exploratory hotspot analysis to identify hot and cold clusters of overweight and obesity throughout the county. So to get into the results, I'll start with the children first. So to orient you to this table, we first have the different characteristics we examined. The next column is for our BMI data derived from electronic health records. And the furthest column on the right is county level information as a whole. And so as you see, even though we had over 100,000 children included in our EHR data, that only represents about 14.5% of our county population. So really it's a limited sample for 2014. The characteristics of children included in our EHR data include 51% male, about 45% Hispanic, about 3.7% black, 29% white, which we see is less than the county average. 31% of children included in our BMI data had visited a community health clinic. We see the BMI mean Z-score is about a half a standard deviation above average. And about 31.7% of children included in the data were categorized as overweight or obese. And when we compare this to measures we have from some school-based data, it is quite comparable. We have about 34% of school-aged kids categorized as overweight or obese in San Diego. So to dig into a map, I'm sorry in the back, it's probably hard to see some numbers, but I'll walk through this. This map is illustrating the percent of the child population included in our electronic BMI data by census tract. And so for each census tract, our denominator is the total number of children in that census tract, and the numerator is the number of children who were included in our electronic BMI data. And so the light yellow color and the lighter colors in general represent census tracts that have a low percentage of children who were included in our electronic BMI data. And so the darker green illustrates that more children in those census tracts were included in our electronic BMI data. And so overall, we do see some variation, but 59% of the census tracts, and San Diego County has 627 census tracts. We see that 59% of census tracts had 15% or fewer of their child population included in our healthy weight surveillance system. And about 15% of census tracts had more than 30% of their child population included in our healthy weight surveillance system. So overall, you can look at this and see there's a lot of variation, but really overall, we have some limited coverage. And just anytime you're wondering, keep looking at that title where it says only 14.5% of our county population is included into this. And that's especially relevant as I move on to this slide where we start to look at that geographic variation and the percent of children who are overweight or obese in each census tract, but really recognizing that we can't make any conclusions from this data because it's such a limited population. So here we see the lighter colors that's illustrating a lower percentage of children who are overweight or obese. And so for each census tract, our denominator is the number of children who are included in our electronic healthy weight surveillance system. And the numerator is the number of children who are overweight or obese in that electronic healthy weight surveillance system. So overall, we see that over 90% of census tracts have more than 15% of children who fall into those overweight or obese categories, with variation throughout the county. But also, we're looking at a very small percentage of the child county population. Here we have an exploratory hotspot analysis, but this was really created with purposes for illustrating what we could potentially do if we had more data and not such a limited population. So once again, starting to see some clusters of higher and lower averages of the percent of children in the counties who are overweight or obese, but not intended to show any conclusions from this. So moving on to our adults, we see that compared to kids, we have actually a much lower percentage of the county population included in our data. So similarly, we have nearly 100,000 adults included in our electronic healthy weight surveillance data, but this represents only about 4% of our county population. And also we see that the characteristics of adults included in our BMI data look like they really differ from the county population as a whole. So our BMI data includes about 36% men, 36% Hispanic, about 2.8% Black, 33% white, and really something that's interesting is that 70% had visited a community health clinic. And if you think about where our data is coming for, about half of it comes from community health clinics. So it's something that we would sort of expect to see, but definitely you can see how that really makes it not representative of the county as a whole. In our BMI data, mean BMI was about 28.5, so firmly in that overweight category. And here we see about 68% of adults in the BMI data were categorized as overweight or obese. And this, compared to what we know about the county as a whole, is probably an overestimate. So once again, like we did for the children, we wanted to see the coverage of our EHR healthy weight surveillance system at the census tract level. And so that yellow, which you see most of the county really is indicating that 15% or fewer of adults in each of those census tracts were included in the healthy weight surveillance system. So we do see a little bit of regional variation, but in general, there's not a lot of coverage of our healthy weight surveillance system for adults in the county. And because we are hopeful that we will have greater data in the future, we did want to start plotting it out and seeing what we can learn about patterns in overweight and obesity. So with a very limited sample, we still went around to plot that out, and we see some variation, nothing that we're going to make conclusions about, but it's still interesting to see how that can vary across our county. And so similarly, we did a really preliminary hotspot analysis that continues to suggest some variation. But really, I think we used this slide to say, look what we could potentially do if we had a lot more data and could make conclusions about it. So as I talked about, our data are not yet generalizable. It includes a small proportion of the county population in our electronic BMI data. And it's a convenient sample of individuals with medical encounters at participating clinics. So we're missing people who don't visit health clinics. We're missing people who might visit clinics who aren't sending the county data. And it's also interesting to think about for people, especially adults who might have medical encounters, they could definitely potentially be more sick than those who aren't visiting. So what that means for our sample is interesting to think about. I've talked about how we have an overrepresentation of community health clinics, and so we could potentially see a population that is more likely to be living in poverty or lower income than the county as a whole. But as a health department, that's certainly interesting and could be really meaningful to the work we do. And finally, we've done some prior research, and that suggests that San Diego's electronic BMI data may overestimate prevalence of overweight and obesity. So we're definitely interested in exploring methods to maybe adjust for that or keep that in mind as we work with the data. So conclusions from this project: electronic transmission of BMI data to the county's immunization registry can provide local and timely data. And so we used an existing system and existing pipes to collect this data, and we're getting it pretty much in real time, which is not something we do with our survey data. The census tracts exhibit great variation in the percent of the population represented in the electronic BMI data. We definitely saw that across the maps. And the preliminary data do suggest there may be regional variation within the county for rates of overweight and obesity. But of course, we want more information to really confirm this. So future directions include expanding data collection efforts. We're getting some really interesting data, but we need more to make really any conclusions or also have the data inform planning. Through that, we want to continue to assess the representativeness of the data. Although the county as a whole doesn't have a lot of data, some of the census tracts had a higher percentage of their populations included, and so it'd be really interesting to do some real local level analysis for that. There's also interest in expanding our EHR-based surveillance to include chronic disease measures, for example, looking at diabetes and hypertension through our local EHRs. I'd be glad to take your questions. We don't have the information of the individual providers. We could potentially do that for health systems. We know which clinics are sending, but I'm not, to my knowledge, I don't know that we have that individual provider information.
And just as a follow-up, have you gotten any pushback from anyone who objects to the government knowing
who
their child's children?
Yeah, and to be completely honest, I've been with San Diego for less than a year, and so in my experience, I have not been a part of that. To be fair, this project, the data collection outdates my experience there, but my sense is there hasn't been a lot of pushback. There is a health officer's order that sort of was put out as a, you know, a strongly worded request for this data, and it is really kept anonymous. We're not trying to do any really individual work on that, so I think through that, that's been a helpful thing.
Hi, thanks. I'm Bernadette Albanese from Colorado. So in the Denver metro area, we've engaged in a similar project with the State Health Department and Kaiser, actually. And, you know, this whole issue of representation is a real bugaboo. Mm-hmm. And for everybody kind of poo-pooing what BRFSS does and various child health surveys do, at least with statistical sampling, mm-hmm. we can build a confidence interval. Mm-hmm. So we can judge how well the data is representative. So, you know, the question is as you do this, it's not statistical sampling, and it will never be unless we interject that into the process. And the question is how much is enough? How much, you know, so a numerator of these are patients who for which you have sufficient data, a denominator is the county population is still kind of a mixed calculation anyway. And in Colorado, it was arbitrarily 25% was the magic number that was so I don't know if I think we'll continue to be limited by this until we think we have 100%, or until we either we come up with some way to validate what that magic number should be, or somehow figure out a way to build confidence limits around what we're doing. So, do you have any thoughts on that?
Thank you. That's a really great and interesting comment. And I think I'll completely agree. And when I started working on this, I was like, EHR data, that's great. There's so much of it. You know, we're going to learn so much. But the more you dig into it, the more you know that there is not probably enough to make, you know, depending on where your data's come from, making those confidence intervals or conclusions. And I think one fear I really have is that it's the population of people who are getting weighed and measured at medical encounters. And who is that? Like, understanding what that really means for your community, I think, is something we need to continue to think about. But thank you for raising that point. Fortunately, I don't know enough about that or how to, you know, respond to it, but I think it's really important.
I want to point out in Richmond, Virginia, our city health officer was successful in working with the local school district to get access to height and weight data from the school systems. And that's just an interesting option. There's a lot of barriers to that, but people may not realize that FERPA doesn't apply once the school information is removed from the record. The actual height and weight of a child is not protected under the Education Act if it gets pulled out of the system and extracted. So.
That's a really great point about getting access to potential data through school systems. My understanding is San Diego has had some difficulties with that, and so we've explored other strategies, but I think that's a great way for communities who are able to do that.
Any more questions for Ashley? All right, thank you.